إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Wherever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. The believers are nothing but brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this as the relationship of us amongst ourselves. And this is from a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, not from the efforts of anyone from amongst us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us with this statement, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَانْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and hold on to the rope of Allah altogether and do not divide. And remember Allah's favor upon you when you were enemies, and He united your hearts. And because of His favor, you have become brothers. And you were on the pit of the brink of the hellfire, and He saved you from it. This is how we make our signs clear to you, so that perhaps you may be guided. It's Allah's favor upon us that our hearts are united and we are brothers. And no one has the ability to do this except Allah Ta'ala. And we ask Him to unite our hearts and make us truly brothers to one another. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in other ayah, وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Allah and He united their hearts. Meaning Allah united their hearts. And if you were to give all that was on earth, you could have not united their hearts, but it was Allah who united their hearts. Alhamdulillah, who has made us brothers in Islam and have united our hearts.
And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our hearts united. We stay together and united by the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. But He sent His last prophet and messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach us how we should treat one another. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حق المسلم على المسلم ست قيل ما هن يا رسول الله قال إذا لقيته فسلم عليه وإذا دعاك فأجبه وإذا استنصحك فانصح له وإذا عطس فحمد الله فشمته وإذا مرض فعده وإذا مات فاتبعه متفق عليه وهذه رواية لمسلم. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, the rights of the Muslim over the Muslim are six, and in some other narrations it says five. It was said to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what are those rights, O Messenger of Allah? He said, when he greets him, he gives him the salams. And when he invites him, then he accepts the invitation. And when he is asked for sincere advice, then he gives good sincere advice to him. When he sneezes and says Alhamdulillah, then you respond with Yarhamukallah. When he is sick, you visit him, and when he dies, you follow him, meaning follow his janazah procession after his death. And this is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, and this is the narration of Imam Muslim. Here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows us some of the rights of the Muslim over the Muslim. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in some narrations five and other narrations six. The number is not what is important, but what is important is that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned some of the important rights that we have over each other. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and many authentic hadith have explained to us our relationship with each other. Let's listen to these authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then act in accordance to them. عن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا وشبك بين أصابعه متفق عليه. أبو موسى رضي الله عنه narrates on the authority of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم who said, the believer to the believer is like a solid structure, each one supporting itself. And then he intertwined his fingers, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith, when he made the example by intertwining his fingers like this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's to show the closeness of the relationship of the believer to the believer. If this is not our relationship with each other, then let's be guided by the hadith of the Messenger Muhammad, صلى الله عليه وسلم. عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده متفق والمهاجر من هجر ما نهى الله عنه متفق عليه. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-Asi radiallahu anhuma, he narrates on the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who said, the Muslim is the one that the Muslims are saved from his hand and his tongue. And the immigrant is the one who migrates from that which Allah has prohibited, collected by al-Bukhari and Muslim. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he shows us that if in fact we are Muslims, in accordance with the Qur'an and the Sunnah, then the rest of the Muslims will be safe from our hands and our tongues. Safe from our hands that we don't fight each other. Safe from our tongues that we don't slander or backbite or spread namima and ghiba about each other as we have been prohibited in Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the muhajir or the immigrant, he is the one who has migrated or left that which Allah has prohibited, collected by al-Bukhari and Muslim. This is the relationship of the Muslims with each other. Their relationship is as we see in the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم مثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. متفق عليه. عن نعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه, he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, the example of the believers with their with their love for each other, the example of the believers with their love for each other and their mercy for each other and their aiding and assisting each other is like the example of one body. If one organ feels a complaint, then the whole body feels it with sleeplessness and fever, collected by al-Bukhari and Muslim. Here the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows our example is like we are one body, even though we are different individuals that make up the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are like one body with what affects us. What makes one of us happy makes all of us happy, and what makes one of us sad, it makes all of us sad. If you don't feel like this, then let the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guide you. عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاث من كن فيه وجد حلاوة الإيمان أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما وأن يحب المرأة لا يحبه إلا لله وأن يكره أن يعود في الكفر كما يكره أن يقذف في النار. متفق عليه, كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. On the authority of Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه, that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there are three things that if you find them, you have found the sweetness of Iman. That Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are more beloved to you than anything else. Meaning that your obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and staying away from what Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibits, that there is nothing more beloved to you than doing what Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands and staying away from what Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibits. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, and to love a person not loving him except for the sake of Allah. Meaning no personal gain or reasons for it except sincerely and solely for the sake of Allah. And that you hate to return to disbelief as you hate to return, as you hate to be thrown into the fire, collected by al-Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he shows that we love each other sincerely and solely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Not that our love is conditional, that if you benefit me, I love you, and if you don't help me, I don't love you. But our love is sincerely and solely for the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and this is the true relation of the Muslim with the Muslim. عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انصر أخاك ظالما أو مظلوما. فقال رجل يا رسول الله أنصره إذا كان مظلوما, أفرأيت إذا كان ظالما كيف أنصره؟ قال صلى الله عليه وسلم تحجزه أو تمنعه من الظلم فإن ذلك نصره. أخرجه البخاري. عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه that the Prophet, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, help your brother if he is being wronged or he is the oppressor. So a man said, O Messenger of Allah, I can help him if he's being oppressed or wronged, but what about if he is the one doing the wrong? How can I help him? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, stop him or prevent him from doing the wrong, and that is how you help him, collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed that the relationship with the Muslim to the Muslim is one of helping and assisting each other. That is, of course, we all know that the Muslims, when they are in need, that we come to the aid and the assistance of the Muslim. This is well known, even as we see in the hadith here, that the man knew how you help the brother Muslim if he's being wrong. Then what is wrong with us that we don't help each other when we see that we're being wrong and oppressed all throughout the earth? May Allah help us. But here the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he showed us also how to help each other when we are the wrongdoers. And this is by preventing him from doing his wrong. And this comes with enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong. We don't truly love each other and have the relationship that we find in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Muslims when we see each other doing wrong and then we don't hold him back from doing his wrong. And disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is wrong. And we should warn and prevent each other from being disobedient to Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are some of the authentic hadith where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows the relationship of the Muslim with the Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to be characterized with these characteristics. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'du. And this next hadith collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he corrects one of the evils that we have amongst ourselves. Let's listen to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in benefit. عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال كنا في غزاة فكسع رجل من المهاجرين رجلا من الأنصار فقال الأنصاري يا للأنصار وقال المهاجري يا للمهاجرين فسمع ذلك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال ما بال دعوى الجاهلية قالوا يا رسول الله كسع رجل من المهاجرين رجلا من الأنصار فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دعوها فإنها منتنة فسمع بذلك عبد الله بن أبي فقال فعلوها أما والله لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن الأعز منها الأذل فبلغ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقام عمر رضي الله عنه فقال دعني أضرب عنق هذا المنافق فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دعه لا يتحدث الناس أن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم يقتل أصحابه وكانت الأنصار أكثر من المهاجرين حين قدموا المدينة ثم إن المهاجرين كثروا بعد متفق عليه. On the authority of Jabir ibn Abdullah رضي الله عنه, he said, we were in a battle when a man from amongst the muhajirin hit the backside of a man from amongst the Ansar. So the Ansari said, O you group of Ansar. And the Muhajiri said, O you group of Muhajirin. Meaning both of them, they were calling their people to help and assist them. regardless of whether who was right or wrong, but because I'm an Ansari and you're an Ansari, help me. And because I'm a Muhajiri and you're a Muhajirun, then help me. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he heard that, and he said, what is this call from Jahiliyyah? Meaning that we are united together with each other, brothers, aiding and helping one another because we're from the same place. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, leave this alone because indeed it stinks. When they explained to him that a man from amongst the Muhajirun hit the backside from amongst the man, hit a man's backside from amongst those from amongst the Ansar. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, leave this alone because indeed it stinks. Meaning that you come together to be brothers to one another because you're from the same country, or because you're from the same race, or because you speak the same language. This is from the days of Jahiliyyah, and this stinks, so leave it alone. Abdullah ibn Ubay, he heard this, and he is the leader from amongst the Munafiqeen. When he heard this, he said, they did it. I swear by Allah, when we get back to Medina, the mighty would remove the humiliated. Abdullah ibn Ubay, who was from amongst the leaders, of the Munafiqeen, when he heard what took place, he said that him, meaning him and his people, are the mighty, and when they got back to Medina, they would drive out the humiliated, or the humbled, or the weak, referring to the last prophet and messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba who are with him. This was his statement. So this news came to the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to him Surah Al-Munafiqun. And the news came to him alayhi salatu wa salam. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he stood up and said, let me cut off the head of this munafiq. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, leave him alone. Do not let the people say that Muhammad is killing his own companions. Because in the sight of the disbelievers, the munafiqs and the Muslims are all Muslims. As the munafiqs are the ones outwardly professing Islam, even though inwardly they disbelieve in it, we don't know them. Let alone the disbelievers knowing them, they're all viewed as the Muslims. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leave them alone so that the people, meaning the disbelievers, don't say that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is killing his own companions. And the Ansar, they had the bigger numbers at the time that the Muhajirun came to Al-Madinah, and then the numbers of the Muhajirin increased afterwards. This is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Here this hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrects one of our problems. And we know we have this as Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rid this problem from us. We think that I'm the Pakistani, that's the American. Or I'm the Egyptian and that's the Syrian. Or that's the African and that's the South American. We're all Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us brothers. He united our hearts, and we're not united on anything except Islam. Allah's book and the sunnah of His messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and nothing else unites us except that. Whoever feels, and he knows himself better than the next person, that he is united with someone based on other than Allah's book and the sunnah of His messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, know that this is from Jahiliyyah and it stinks, so leave it alone. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described how we should be with each other in many hadith. Let's benefit from them. And end with this hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsihi, muttafaqun alayh. On the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, none of you truly believes till he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. And this is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. And it comes a clarification of this hadith in the narration of Imam al-Nasa'i, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I swear by the one whom Muhammad's soul is in his hands, that none of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself of good. And this narration of Imam al-Nasa'i rahimahullah, it makes clear to us our relationship with each other. If you love to use intoxicants, to drink and use drugs, then you don't love for your brother Muslim to drink and use drugs as you do, claiming that I love for my brother what I love for myself. If you are engaged in riba and usury and interest, then you don't encourage your brother to be involved in riba, interest and usury, claiming that you love for your brother what you love for yourselves. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains of good. You love to be on the Qur'an and the Sunnah, and you love for your brothers and sisters to be on the Qur'an and the Sunnah. You love that you are provided for with food, clothing and shelter. You love for your brothers and sisters that they have food, clothing and shelter. You love for yourself that you can live and are safe from oppression and wrongdoing. Then you love for your brothers and sisters safety from oppression and wrongdoing. And lastly, I want to remind myself and the brothers and the sisters here in particular, as you love for your children to have an Islamic education, then love for your brothers and sisters that their children have an Islamic education. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us with these ayat and the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, make us true brothers to one another. O Allah, you have made us brothers in this faith, but make us true brothers to one another. O Allah, you have sent your last prophet and messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to describe to us our relationship with each other. Bless us to have this relationship, not only in words, but in deeds. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah. O Allah, we ask you for jannah. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. O Allah, save us from the fire. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Our Lord, give us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and save us from the fire. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله.